This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the Monday, August 19th program. This week we'll see us two-thirds of the way through this money month. It's a money month. It is if you're involved in back-to-school activities, things like that. A lot of businesses waking up after the summer doldrums. Maybe you're just coming around to the fact that, yes, school is around the corner and getting back actually to work and doing something productive for a change. Over the summer, oh, I got to go to the beach. Oh, I'm tired. It's too hot. You know, all that good stuff. So let's see what we have going on. We're never lax here. We're always on the ball, on the air on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. So in a moment, I want to talk about what Kate Upton says with regard to Victoria's Secret. However, we'll keep that a secret for a moment or two as...
Is that from the lingerie desk? I mean, like, where
yes,
do you find these stories?
From the lingerie desk during the day.
Oh, man.
Yes, right, yes. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, there are dangers lurking about, Jennifer. What dangers have you found for us to be careful of? I got to make
I'll tell you.
Good sense. Be careful of this. How's that for good English?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, if you are a waiter in Paris, you may want to take heed, because this story over the weekend is, I mean, you laugh a little, but this is awful, because this guy ended up dead. A customer in a restaurant shot a waiter to death at a pizzeria in the Paris suburbs after being made to wait too long for a sandwich. The waiter was 29. He was killed around 9 miles out of the center of Paris on Friday night. Witnesses say that the man was angry about the length of time it took to prepare his sandwich, according to prosecutors. Staff called the police after the waiter was shot in the shoulder with a handgun. The gunman fled the restaurant. The waiter died on the scene, and police opened up a murder investigation. The suspect still on the loose and on the run. Local residents saying, what the heck, he was killed for a sandwich? It is very sad, said some. However, the surrounding area is known for high levels of crime. There's a lot of drug dealing, public drunkenness. They say that it's not quite the nicest area of Paris. And so now they're investigating to find out who killed this guy over a sandwich. Can you imagine that?
It's horrible.
Yep, I can.
I can't imagine how you're so upset. Write a bad Yelp review.
Because these people are out of their minds to begin with. The whole world has changed in terms of priorities, value of life. When you have people growing up doing those video games, no matter what people in the video association tell you, those horrible games, those violent games, teach people not value life. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's this country or around the world. They're all transcribed into different languages, the same stuff. And that's what life's cheap. And to a point,
there are millions of people who play video games with no incidents. You know, it's like people who have guns. I mean, you can have a gun and not be a killer. I think that they're violent, believe me, and I think people become desensitized to it, but it all comes down to the individual, and I think it comes down to mental health. And really, what's become a huge problem is substance abuse. It's easy to get drugs, and everybody's out of their minds.
Mm-hmm, to a point. Victoria's Secret is a snooze fest. According to Kate Upton, she's been the cover focus, three times, Sports Illustrated, swimsuit issue?
At least,
Had nothing nice to say about Victoria's Secret. Caller asked Kate Upton, what was your reaction, she was on a radio program, to the rumors that Victoria's Secret may not have a fashion show this year? Her response, we're sick of seeing the same body types. You have to be body inclusive in this day and age. Remember, she worked for Victoria's Secret for a little while, right?
I don't recall that, but maybe she did.
Yeah, yeah. Every woman
I can't
needs
imagine
to be
that they
represented.
Had a bra that would fit her.
Or else it's just a...
It's true. I can't shop there. I'm serious. I don't... Yeah, I can't shop there. It's not inclusive at all.
I don't shop there either. I don't understand
okay.
what the problem is. All right. Okay, so there's that story from Kate
So
Upton.
I think everyone agrees with Kate Upton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The passing of Peter Fonda is worth a moment in time. Jane Fonda's brother, younger brother, she's 81. He was 79. She said, he was my sweethearted baby brother, the talker of the family. I've had a beautiful time alone with him the last few days. He had horrible lung cancer, as it turns out. I just did, during the news at the top of the hour, did a little nosing around to see what happened to him. Remember, if he probably best known when he was younger for writing the story that made him and Jack Nicholson and Dennis Hopper stars. This Easy Rider, everybody's.
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. Anyway, it was tough. It was pretty wild. Apparently neither one of them had a great relationship with their father, who was Peter Fonda, a very famous actor, very cold. Jane Fonda has written about this and talked about it a number of times more recently. But he's done a lot of TV stuff. He was very much a loner and a big smoker. And so that's what did him in, 79. The kinds of things, the excruciating death you go through with any respiratory problem, lung cancer.
It's like you're drowning to
emphysema. Yeah, you do. You drown in your own gluck. That's what happens. So, anyway, he wrote the script and was the co-producer of Easy Rider in 69. That's how he got his start. He was a household name, but he never really, I don't think he ever really exercised what his abilities were, frankly. And whether that was some people say it was a reaction to his father's success, and he didn't like his father and all that stuff, daddy issues, they continue. And as I said, both of them have talked a lot about their relationship or lack thereof with their father. Isn't it kind of too bad when you get right down to it? We want to think the best of people in situations like that. We know them. And you'd like to think, oh, wow, this guy's got to be a great father. But Jane Fonda has written or said a number of times that she didn't get to know her father really until they did on Golden Pond, when they actually could share emotions. And he was... That was only, a year before his death? Yeah, it was tough.
And even then, it was tough, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah, it is kind of lousy. I understand. I had a father that was pretty much the same. And then you realize you kind of go back.
Generation, too. That.
Yeah, it's generational. It's also where the parents come from. In my own circumstance, when I learned about my father, it came later in life. I maybe could have figured it out earlier. He was an orphan, and his father ran off, and so what does that tell him about the way to live his life? And in the case of the Fondas, the father was never there, never administered any kind of protective parenting. So you grow up and you kind of see others that and how they live, and you resent it. And Henry Fonda, as much as he was a great actor, you'd think being a great actor, you'd have to be in touch with your emotions. Apparently, he was emotionally sterile. Never wanted to deal with any emotional issues at all. And again, I understand that. But I think it's too bad that you don't realize it at some point in your life and want to do something about it. But anyway, 15 past the hour with Jennifer Victoria, Doug Kara. My work involves telling you a lot of things that hopefully will be helpful to you. So over the years, talking about power swabs and what a great product it is and how I use it, how a lot of people use it. It's minimally sensitive. It's all natural. It removes the stains from your teeth. I guess I've made that message. Wouldn't you say, ladies, I've made that message pretty clear? It's pretty, it's just more or less underscoring or supporting how well this works. The intensive stain removal product that is the standard of the industry now, power swabs, and so easily used. You just snap the tube, take the Q-tip out, and wipe the fronts of your teeth. That's it. And in 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter. And each time you use it, it gets whiter and whiter and whiter. So it can improve your love life, improve your opportunities. It's just, it makes good sense. You want to look your best. Always look your best. Toothpaste doesn't hack it. Some of the mouthwashes that are around don't hack it. I'm not one who likes to sell against others kind of like running for office. I'm running against Trump. No, you're running for the presidency and, you know, leave Trump out of it. And in this case, I'm not talking about other products because there's nothing to compare. This is the best. It's called Power Swabs, whitens your teeth easily, inexpensively, and you can use it whenever you need to. It's on the run. There's a little stick that comes with it that Victoria likes that you can use to throw in your pocketbook or you throw in the car. And you want to go someplace and make sure that your teeth are white. You do a little brush up with this thing, and your teeth do have that white sparkle to them. Available by calling 800-208-1797. Call now. Here's the DJV code. Buy it 50% off the regular retail price. Available now directly to you by calling 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. White teeth, great smile.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, that's the DJV program. We're passing about Jack Whitaker, who's one of the great sports broadcasters of all time, or certainly the early sports era. He was 95 years of age, worked for CBS for a long time, ABC for a long time, fell asleep on Sunday and never woke up, lived in Pennsylvania, had a long career. He started as one of the first really good broadcasters with Kurt Gowdy and some of the guys that were around, Mel Allen. I think he even started before Jack Buck did. But he really was a gentleman, and that's what everybody said. He was exquisite. His language, his skill with words was just amazing. You listen to some of these clowns sound like Clem Cadiddlehopper on the air doing broadcast play-by-plays. But this guy really was amazing. I don't think there's anybody around him, certainly not many. He had a very unique perspective on sports, did horse racing, did NFL. He did pretty much everything. He started with ABC in 1982. We did the Olympics. He just did everything. He's like Bob Costa, in a manner of speaking. Older and wiser and just a really, he's a swell guy. So the passing is noted of Jack Whitaker, the age of 95, great sports broadcaster. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Medellin from Madonna. Marvelous, you want me to do an alliteration? Marvelous Madonna makes Medellin. Actually,
I think it's
Madonna,
Medellin, right? Isn't that how they say this?
Medellin? No.
Medellin. Yeah, they say it with a J.
It's not the way I say it.
It's not the, well, it's because it's a different, you're thinking of a place, it's not the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So how, why do they send notes with
Medellin? Well, because we've been saying it for a while.
I know.
Think Kara probably figured
you
knew.
You know, Madonna has turned 61, and to celebrate the occasion, she shared a behind-the-scenes look at the festivities from her Madam X tour rehearsals. This is what I want. When I maybe on my birthday this year, we'll maybe produce some audio of the behind-the-scenes stuff of this radio program. Celebrate my birthday. What do you think? What's it got to do with her birthday? I guess would be my question.
What's your question?
What does the tour have to do with her birthday?
She was. They released footage while she was rehearsing. The dancers and everybody surprised her with her birthday.
Birthday
message.
Party? I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They happened to be in rehearsals when they did it.
Got it. She said this is the beginning of three marvelous nights of celebration. All starts with donuts. Okay. She. Apparently, the tour's dancers and crew members cheered her on. She got a red and white Madam X themed balloon and donut treat that spelled out "Happy Birthday, Madam X." Madonna's children were also on hand to celebrate. A second clip she shared online, captioned "Birthday Dance," features her son David Banda and daughter Mercy James dancing backstage. And the tour is slated to kick off in September, so the rehearsing work. So where was Lourdes? Isn't that even a Lourdes? How do you pronounce that?
Lourdes, yeah. I don't know. Lourdes is in her early 20s now, so sometimes she's on tour, sometimes she does...
Is she?
Yeah, she does, like, some fashion design, and she's kind of doing a lot of different things.
Okay, there you go.
In New York,
that's the Madonna.
Most of the time.
Yeah. 26 half the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. You and I enjoying now the music of Taylor Swift, who's dropped a new track to her Lover album. 18-song track list now. It's public for Lover. featuring guest appearances by Brendan Urie and Dixie Chicks. That seems to be the trend, isn't it? Everybody's bringing other people instead of it being their own music. Isn't there a lot of this now? Sharing,
more collaborations
spotlight?
Than ever, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that because they're running out of ideas and they got to come up with different voices, do you think?
It creates instant hits. You know, it's when you cross two people that people love together, it's an instant hit, right?
But I think there is reason, I don't know whether being concerned, I'm not sure what the correct phraseology is here, but think about it. There's eight notes. All the people for all these years have taken those notes and twisted and turned them in every which way to come up with new music, new idea. Every once in a while somebody borrows an idea and gets sued for it. But I think it's quite a tribute, actually, to the people that are creative to come up with ideas that actually will seem different. Very hard, I believe, anyway. She released an album, a romantic title track to the album, which some believe is dedicated to her partner, Joe Alwyn. What's his story?
He's a British actor. He's more well-known over there than he is here. He was in the movie The Favourite. He had a very small part in it.
Yeah. How'd they meet?
I don't know.
She has been all over the place with men. She's released Me, You Need to Calm Down, and The Archer already from this album. Music video for Lover premiering August the 22nd, next week, following... No, is that... That's next week, yeah. No, it's this week. Right,
Thursday.
Yeah. A couple, 3 days from now, yeah, right. And we at 5 o'clock Thursday, and let's see, YouTube, live stream, that sort of thing. So that's the story on Taylor Swift, 28 after the hour. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
President Trump speaking to reporters there yesterday with that seemingly contradictory remark about whether a recession's coming. His team was out and about on the Sunday shows yesterday trying to tamp down recession fears. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow saying there's no recession in sight, although he was reminded that in 2007 he had said that too, just before a recession hit.
I don't know that anybody saw that kind of crash. But look, this is not then. Our banks are well capitalized. Our financial system's in very good shape.
Gun control rallies were held in dozens of U.S. cities over the weekend, drawing tens of thousands of supporters who were demanding lawmakers take steps to reduce gun violence in the wake of the deadly mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
JV program, Monday, August the 19th. Harris Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Charlie Keelan is in New Jersey. I was thinking about you when I saw this picture of Paul Walker in the water. Did you see this?
No.
There's a picture of him and a pig. His daughter posted over the weekend honoring his memory. It was on Instagram. He was 40. Remember when he was killed?
Yeah.
It was 6 years ago this weekend.
Wow.
Imagine that, how time, think about that, just in and of itself, never mind the passing. But he's memorialized in all these Fast and Furious movies. But then you look at his body of work. He was an actor, and, you know, I don't know if you'd call him an action star, but he was around a lot, and yet you never pay any attention to him until, isn't that funny how that happens sometimes?
I was a girl who had a massive crush on him because he was so hot. So before Fast and Furious, I was well aware of Paul Walker.
Okay.
So a lot of girls were.
So his daughter, who's now 20, obviously misses her father a great deal. So she chose this picture of him in the water with a pig. that you can see on Instagram. It's just kind of cute. A lot of people reacting to it.
They were very close, the two of them.
The daughter, yes, she was. I remember how very visibly upset she was. Understandably so. Excuse me.
Freak accident, too.
Oh, yeah, it's craziness. The story of Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. She was, again, interviewed. This rumor has been floating around, hasn't it, for years and years, about them and their quote-unquote open marriage. She said in the latest interview, "We were not cut out for conventional marriage." So how would you describe, you're the married one of the group here, Victoria, how would you best describe conventional? Do you think yours is a conventional marriage? And is a definition of it? Is there something conventional? You know, I don't know. The word is taken out of context sometimes. Conventional means, well, it depends on your upbringing. Depends on what your values are.
Well, I think what she means is that
they have other partners.
There have been rumors that she's a lesbian and that he's gay, and that's been around forever. So I think that she basically was confirming the fact that they both have probably had affairs with, you know, other people and maybe people of their own gender, and I think that's what she meant by they didn't want a conventional marriage.
Yeah. Okay, just checking.
And to answer your question, that is not my marriage.
No, I understand.
My marriage would definitely be considered conventional.
Conventional.
Then.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm okay with that.
I like the two of you together. I've told you that.
I love
times.
The two of us together. I'm very happy with our convention.
Being happy is the most important thing in life. The rest of it is all garbage.
So
garbage,
true.
Garbage, garbage, garbage. Yep. Prime Minister of Denmark says the Trump idea to buy Greenland is absurd. That's pretty much the end of that. I thought it was kind of funny.
Like you said, it's not for sale, right?
Conversation, yes. There's no for sale sign out in front of it. The world of farming and agriculture is one of those things that I am very interested in because I am a farmer. And I was pretty interested in the raid, was it last week or the week before, into five of these chicken houses by the ICE people. And why, I was thinking, why immigrants pack our meat instead of Americans. Another one of those questions. Why aren't there Americans working in these places, the meat packing houses, chicken places? And one of the reasons, obviously, is economics. But how many of you knew, you know, when you think about chicken, you think about beef, you think about pork, you think about the things you eat, and even though we're so disconnected from agriculture, the reason, I guess, that there are these entities now that are buying up all of the processes for food is because you are ignorant of the process from which your food comes. Does that make sense, that sentence? You don't know where the food is grown. So this has become such big business. The agribusinesses have gotten so huge. The production of food is so out of your control and so out of the government's control. The best example I can come up with is something, you know, right straight, literally, out of Wall Street. Costco, for example, has created what I guess would best be described as a vertically integrated chicken business. Supplies 40% of the chickens, and they own the feed mill, they own the processing plant, they own the farms, they've got hundreds of farmers, they've got thousands of people working in this poultry production place. Chickens never see the light of day. They come in trucks, they're put on racks, they're fed awful food, they grow fast, and like with some of 52, 54 days, these are not egg-laying chickens. These are chickens that are used for meat. But in 50, 60 days, they're out of the barn. They've been slaughtered. They've been, and this is all in one entity. I saw this place called Tar Heel Farm that has 16 chicken houses, each with 47,000 chickens in them. Can you imagine the quality or lack thereof that comes from that sort of operation? and it's owned by a hedge fund, a private equity hedge fund called Gallus, G-A-L-L-U-S Capital. They own the means of production. No farmer. There's no Americans on the site. They're all people that are immigrants that barely speak English or don't speak English at all. From the time the birds are hatched to the time they're brought into the barn to grow to the time that they are slaughtered to the time that they are dressed. This is a big business, and most people do not have a clue. You know, we hear a lot of talk about free-range chicken and how you want to have free-range chicken.
It's all BS.
It's complete BS.
And when you buy cage-free eggs, you feel like you're doing the right thing. It's actually worse because they have larger pens that they have shoved more chickens into, but they're not in individual cages. And actually, if they were in individual cages, they would have more room. So it's just disgusting the level that we've allowed our food systems to get to. It's just, it's horrible.
You know, you see trucks around like Sysco, one of the food service distributors. There's U.S. Mm-hmm. Foods, there's Sysco, there's three or four companies that deliver pretty much all the food to restaurants,
mm-hmm.
Golf courses, you know, to private and public entities. And the farmers are now beginning to speak out about all of this stuff because of what's going on. The farmers that do still have, look at some of the pictures, just go online and Google chickens, and you'll look at these houses where these chickens live. They can't even move. There's so many of them in there.
Nope.
Cannot move. So what kind of crap are you putting into your body, I guess, is the bottom line. They're all jazzed up with all kinds of hormones and drugs and stuff. These companies are very powerful. They influence all of the work that's done at the USDA. So the USDA comes out with these, the rules to supposedly protect the end user, that's you and me, people who eat the food. And they don't. They go after the small farmer, and there are more of them being put out of business because they don't have the money to stand up to the government. The big companies, they don't care. They pay the fine and keep going. And there's when they raise them this way, there's a lot of money. What do you, a private equity fund owns the chicken source of production? Why do you think the Chinese bought up all the means of production for pork in our country?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yep.
Go ahead, Victoria.
It always amazes me when I have a friend who works for a private equity firm, and she does their event planning and things, so she's not on a financial, she doesn't work for them in a financial capacity.
Right.
But it's amazing to me when she tells me all the different businesses that they've bought. And they own retail. They own, it's unbelievable. And then when you realize how much, you know, they own dairy businesses, not just chickens, it's a lot of stuff that they own. And which just further disconnects the consumer from the food supply.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't bring in farmers to consult. They're just looking at the bottom line at numbers, spreadsheets. That's it.
Yep. Grow them as fast as you can, as big as you can.
Yep.
Kill them as quick as you can and
P&Ls,
get them on the market.
That's all it is. That's
get
all
on
it
the,
is.
Get them on the truck and get them to the stores.
Yep.
So they monopolize the system, and then they're, it's a mess in the data. And Walmart does the same thing, by the way. The same thing as I was talking about Costco in that particular circumstance because the equity firm, they supply nobody but Costco. There's another outfit just the same. Walmart controls it because it takes my breath away when I look at this stuff. But it's Walmart's dominance in the industry. They have so much money, so much cash, that they can control any and all industries, that they literally control whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whatever the department in the Walmart, they control it. They control it because they're that big and that important to retailers. So that's why these hedge funds get in, because they know they're not going to lose. Speaking of losing, did you lose any sleep last night? Have you gotten into this MyPillow.com amazing deal for the rest of this month? When you go to MyPillow.com, you get great discounts on all of the MyPillow products. So if you're tossing and turning, not sleeping, feel worse when you get up in the morning than you do when you went to bed last night, let's transform your sleeping atmosphere. The mattress, mattress topper, get the sheets, the pillows. There are all kinds of great deals. Here's the, and they all have 60-day money-back guarantee. You know that. You wash them, dry them. Here's the body pillow. Usually is $89. These are fun if you sleep alone, wrap yourself around the body pillow. Great. Promo code DJV gets you this deal. Usually $89 for the body pillow. Yours for $29 right now at MyPillow.com. Use that code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with that money-back guarantee. You can use it for 2 months. Don't like it? Send it back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Use the promo code DJV for lots of great specials. Do it now at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It's estimated that 1 million Americans with epilepsy continue to have seizures despite medications. While there are a number of causes for epilepsy,
most of the common causes that make it to a neurosurgeon though are causes that have a spot in the brain that's just acting erratically.
The trick, according to Dr. Jamie Van Gumpel, is being able to pinpoint that spot. A new approach to treatment called deep brain stimulation is showing some promise for patients where that spot can't be nailed down.
This particular therapy brings electricity to the brain in the same way as medications do to try to either slow or quicken the way the circuits work in an attempt to try to reduce the number of seizures.
But without the side effects that often come with the medications. And while the goal is to reduce the number of seizures, Dr. Van Gumpel says 5 to 10% of patients see their seizures eliminated. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, I've been doing some research all morning back and forth because it troubles me that we're going to spend $20 billion, or at least the news, that we are spending $20 billion at the Marshall Space Flight Center to reproduce what's down in Florida. And I still don't have the answer. I know the research is being done and the building of the rocket. If you look at the pictures of Marshall Space Center in Huntsville, Alabama, you see that there is, you know, there are rockets all over the place that they developed there. That's why they call it Rocket City. But to have the launch there, it just doesn't make any sense. I can't wrap my head around it because it's stupid. There's already the space center is built, ready to be used. So why are we? But I can't find an answer. I can find all kinds of things said by the administrator, but no, it doesn't say in there anywhere that they're going to be launched. Which is what some people think is going to happen. I continue to do my work, ladies and gentlemen. It's 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
I always tell them it's Chuck Curry time.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will
depart. Without knowing anything about this song,
explanation.
It sure sounds like Gene Wilder to me, am I right?
Yes.
It is Gene Wilder. Okay, this is from Pure Imagination, which I don't remember at all.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, of course, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate. How could I forget that? My heavens. All right, so why are we playing this? What's going on?
I did a revival showing of it last night in East Strasbourg. Got about 100 people to come out. And I got to say, upon repeat viewing, I've watched this movie a few years ago. Gene Wilder's performance as Wonka is easily the most demented performance in the G-rated family film of all time. It's just, it's almost like when you watch it, it's like watching two films. The first half, which focuses on the kid, Charlie Bucket, and it's a very moving family film. And then the second half almost becomes a little bit of a G-rated horror film when Wilder's character of Wonka enters the movie. But it's really good. People really dig the movie, and it's really grown a legacy since it came out in theaters in 1971. Initially, this was not a big hit in theaters. It was produced for like $3 million, did only $4 million in its theatrical run, but on video and TV viewing, it became more and more popular. And then I think in 2014, the film library listed this as a historical artifact, and which is a high honor for any movie. But I enjoyed watching it, and I just want to point out Gene Wilder was an awesome, awesome, talented guy.
Yeah, he was. All right. Speaking of that, passing of Peter Fonda over the weekend at the age of 79,
yeah.
A big smoker, and I think he probably liked to use the wacky weed. So that got to his lungs, so. And that was the end of that.
You know what's interesting about him? You know, he had to live in the shadow of his father, Henry, who was a massive name in the industry. But in the 1970s, they tried to turn Peter Fonda sort of into an action star in certain movies. I remember seeing a movie which I like a lot. It's a B movie, I think it's 73, called Race with the Devil. He co-starred.
Yeah, he did all these B movies.
Warren Oates, and I really liked that movie. And then he was the lead in the Westworld sequel, Future World, if you remember that. I always thought he was interesting to watch.
He wouldn't do stuff that was conventional. He had plenty of opportunity to star in television shows, and he didn't want to. He was a guest star in countless episodes of countless TV shows, mostly action stuff. But he didn't want the responsibility of being on, because his life was as it was. He didn't like regularity, so he didn't want to do a regular.
Let me ask you a question. You might know the answer better than I do. How did he make a living as an actor? Did he do okay, you think?
Yeah, I think he did all right. Because those guys that play those not necessarily bit parts. You know, if you're attached to a reasonably successful show, those guys whose names are known, and in some cases I always use Bruce McGill as an example, somebody who's nobody knows the name, but you'd see he's everywhere. Those guys get $60,000-$65,000 for an episode. So you can make a living out of that. Peter Fonda lived up in the hills of Los Angeles County, and he liked being on his bike, and he liked being outside, and he liked being non-conventional, and he sort of typified that with his pals Nicholson and Hopper. They were friends all through their lives. Jack Nicholson has not been completely sober at all in his life. Dennis Hopper, until the last few years of his life, was always stoked up. That's the way those guys lived.
All right.
So, you know, but they, you know, they could summon it all to do. You think what was going on with Dennis Hopper at the time? He was the bad guy in Speed. He was a mess. And yet he pulled off. That was one of the great bad guy creations.
He's an interesting talent because he had a real big career resurrection at that time period. Played the villain in Speed, and then he got the villain in Waterworld. I thought his performance opposite Gene Hackman in Hoosiers was as good as anything he ever did. All right in that same time period.
Quick list of number 1 to 5 for the weekend.
This comedy, Good Boys, which is an R-rated comedy, number 1, $21 million. That's a good opening, blew past expectations. Hobbs and Shaw, number 2, $14 million, $133 million in 3 weeks of release. The Lion King has done phenomenally well, 11.9, almost 500 in 5 weeks. Angry Birds 2, $10 million week, and Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark round out the top 5, Doug.
All right, thank you, Chugger.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.